This is Lauren Stallone with WRPR News, bringing to you the contrast opinions on online dating among college students today. According to the Pew Research Center, 1 in 10 Americans have used an online dating site, and this trend of digital dating is becoming increasingly popular for couples to meet. Recent Ramapo College graduate, Elena Wu, explains to us her changing opinion on the popular dating app, Tinder, and how it brought her to meet her current boyfriend.
What is your opinion on dating gone digital? And some examples of that would be OkCupid, Tinder, Match.com.
At first, I thought it was kind of weird that people can't meet people in actual, one-on-one settings, or, when you're out at a bar or you're out in class.
Have you ever gone on a date with someone you met online? Or if not, do you know someone who has? And can you expand on that?
Yes, actually, I, for fun, started a Tinder account because everybody was doing it and it seemed like a fun thing to do. And then I actually started messaging someone on it. And actually, I almost didn't click yes or swipe right, whatever they call it, because he had a really weird name, but I swiped right. And then he sent me a message, and he was actually pretty funny and really nice, and we just kept talking. And then we eventually, after maybe a week or two of talking, we actually went on a real date. And actually, we've been dating for about a year now.
Laura Rie, a junior at Kane University, is an avid online dater and expresses her experience with Tinder as well.
Oh boy. I've gone on many dates. Some of them were good, some of them were not. Some people, it wasn't catfish, they were who they were, but it's just whether you had a connection and whether they could keep a conversation.
As college students, do you find it difficult to meet people or date without the help of the internet?
I think it's very difficult because a lot of college students our age, and I don't know if I'm just basing it off myself, they don't really want relationships. We're so young and in your 20s, I believe that you should have fun and enjoy yourself, but if you can find that person that is everything that you want and the qualities that you need and you're ready for a relationship, then go for it.
I was able to gather some opinions from the average male perspective by visiting PayCalf at Ramapo College.
What is your opinion on digital dating with Tinder and whatnot?
I like it. I think it's all right. To me, it's kind of harmless. It's just swipe left, swipe right, whatever you got to do.
I think it's kind of based on your personality and if you're social and outgoing, it's not very hard on a college campus, but some people are a little shy and timid, so I think Tinder would be good for people like them.
I've used Tinder, I've used a couple other things. I'm skeptical about it. I don't think it's a big deal.
Dating Gone Digital has allowed 66% of online daters to meet someone, and 23% of these people have met a spouse or long-term partner, according to the Pew Research Center. Perhaps you will meet your significant other through an online dating app as well. I'm Lauren Stallone with WRPR News.